corruption, waste, the criminality of the federal government, Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, NSA, to spy on you. They set you up for January 6th, and they prosecute you for, you know, complaining about them stealing the election. Yeah, your money goes to pay all these criminal activities of the federal government, the general fund, just as much as all the other taxes. So you have no savings account for you. Your money was not saved for your future. It was spent down a federal rat hole and gone. The money that they pay you has come from people that are paying the system right now, they're paying for person A, stealing from them, and you to person B that paid past the year. So let's get that clear, okay? Now, again, all these are hidden in the law book. All this I'm telling you, they're in the law, but you just didn't know. They're hidden in plain sight, right? But now you see how they deceived you, okay? Let's go, we're going to do something about all this. We're going to get rid of this corrupt system, folks. You shouldn't have to pay the system at all, okay? Now, here is the Social Security Administration. Again, if they talk about by law income, so the trust funds must be invested on a daily basis in securities guaranteed as to both principal interest by the federal government, which is, again, ridiculous that the federal government borrows from itself. There's no such thing, okay? All right, let's go on. Again, you see they keep saying this is, like, you know, another government source saying that the trust funds are invested in treasury securities that are just as sound as all other U.S. government securities, which is, yeah, held by investors. But it's ridiculous that you cannot borrow from yourself. Okay? All right. Now, let's go to, here we go. Okay. The Waltons. Why do you have the Waltons up there? Okay. Because Social Security was created supposedly for these old people, you know, that have their golden years. They're not going to be hungry. They won't be in poverty. And they won't be forced to eat dog food because it's cheap. Really, they make it act like if you don't have Social Security, grandparents would have to eat dog food or go hungry and die of starvation. That's how they sold it to American people. Isn't that nice of us? We love our parents, great grandparents. Let's, you know, help them out. Okay? But really, the goal of Social Security is destruction of you and your family by destroying the extended family in America. What's the extended family? The extended family is not just the parents and the children, right? But also includes the grandparents. Yep. Vast extended families. Until 1940s, okay, people retired and lived with their children and grandchildren. That's right. The founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, during the War of the States in the 1800s, late 1800s, all the way through the 1930s. It was well known. When you get old, you know, live with your children and their grandchildren and be of help. And the Waltons, the TV series, classic series, it was done in the 1970s, and it shows that to you in a very easy way to, for you to recognize you. Some of you know, some of you check it out. Here it is. You see grandpa there, grandmother, the parents there, and a bunch of kids. Not this 1950s model of the nuclear family. You got mother and father with the one child on each side. You know, you have two children. That's nuclear family is not it. Humanity from beginning, thousands of years continuing, always been based upon extended families, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews under patriarchy with the grandfather and grandmother were the heads of the family for the younger people. The old people have wisdom, have experience, have a knowledge of decades. Yes, they have a lot of energy left, but that brain power is worth a lot. And grandparents, as you get older, folks, guess what? You eat less and less and less. That's right. Young people eat a lot, you know, but old people don't. You don't have to feed them that much. They don't require that much. They require that much space because they don't run around that much. They don't move that much. But they're very helpful. And you see, like you see in the Walter TV series. Yep. So that's how it was. Get happy families, the grandparents, along with the parents and the children living together in one house, in the same house. They had maybe one big house, and they all lived together. The grandparents at some point passed away, and they go to heaven. That's fine. And they ate together. They worked together. They helped together. The grandma is on the right side, helped the mom with the food. The grandpa helped the dad with fixing the house, fixing the car, mechanical, plumbing, whatever stuff came up, or business advice, how the investments and run a business, all that stuff. That's how it was not America, folks. But now, with Social Security, here's what they did. They said, hey, grandpa, grandma, you don't have to depend on your children to support you. We will give you some money. We give it to the government, society. So now you can go someplace else. Go to the other cheaper community, perhaps, in the middle of nowhere. Get a small place, and you live by yourself. And maybe you have some of that retirement also. See, because now you're not dependent on your children. See, sometimes people do not get along with the children. See, and another thing they've done, they encourage us to have less children, you see. Back in the old days, you see, people had a lot of children. Yes, yeah, not just a few. The more children you had and grandchildren, the better it was for you. Look at this picture. How many children do you see in here? They had, you can see here, 6, 7 grandchildren. So if some of your children or grandchildren were not good children, the other ones were good. You don't get along with all your children or grandchildren. So that's why one child is a huge mistake. 2 children is still a mistake. Even 3 is not enough. You have a bunch of them. So of your kids, the good ones will help take you in retirement. But it taught us, no, you don't need that many kids. Go have fun. Who wants to have kids? Materialistic. Bigger house, bigger car, more vacations. Go watch this and that, the other. Why have children? Children is known for ages to be source of your retirement. They'll support you, and you support them. And sometimes you make it not get along, you try to work together. You've got to see humanity, folks. Love each other and work together. That's what our Creator wants us to do, and that's how it was. So destroy the family by kicking the grandma, grandpa out. Now, for the first maybe 5, 10 years, maybe 15 years on Social Security, grandpa, grandma are fine. We're still not that old. 65, 70 years old, maybe 75 years old. But they get to be older, like 78, 82, now 85. They get to be really old and need someone to take care of the kids, the grandparents. And now the grandparents, guess what, have moved away. They cut ties. They no longer live with the children. They're far away from them. To come back to the children to take care of them would be an imposition. So what happens now? All of a sudden, I take care of these old 85-year-old people, 88-year-old. They put you in an old people's home. Some stranger comes and takes care of the grandparents. Not the children that love them. Not the grandchildren that love them, but some stranger. And of course, you heard that the abuse goes on because these people are not your relatives. It's just a job for them. Taking care of a stranger is not the same as taking care of your own parents. Mama, dad that raised you and loved you. Mom that gave her milk. And the dad was there from the very beginning to hold you, play with you. You have a connection with them, taking your old parents. These strangers don't have the same connection. So at the end, what happens? The grandparents end up dying alone in a stranger's home. And we taught the children, hey, your parents, they took Social Security. They went to old people's home. and then a hospice to die, right? Hospice where old people go die. But no, what really should be, you live with your children, help out as much as you can. In very, very old age, I'll take care of you. And when it's time for you to go, your children and grandchildren will be with you all the way to the end until you go back up to heaven. But no. The satanic one world government socialist communist system wants to destroy families. And they've done it by paying off our grandparents. And if you're a grandparent, you never knew this. And that's okay. Because now you know what's what it does to you and your family and how you don't want to be doing that. So we went back to Walton, the type of thing. And in fact, I encourage you to go to Real Alex Clark on YouTube and Spotify also. Shinji with this guy. Nuclear family is the cancer, not the cure, by Jefferson Beth. Okay? Not that the mother, father, and children are bad. He's saying no. What you really want is not, if families are good, but what you really want is an extended family. Grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. Yes. That eventually families become tribes. Okay? And that's how it's been. We want to get back to that. Okay? And Jefferson Beth, you know, has a good book called Take Back Your Family, okay, which I recommend you guys get, all right, from the tyrants of burnout, busyness, individualism, and the nuclear ideal. That's not ideal, folks. That's not what you see here. You want to extend the families here. That's what he's trying to show. Okay, and then he has also a website, Jefferson, no, Jeff and at delisa.com. Check it out. I think you'll like what he has to say. I heard him talk about this stuff. I was happily blown away. Because I always knew inside me about the importance of extended families. The young mother doesn't know how to raise a child. The grandma knows. She chooses her daughter or daughter-in-law. Here's how to change the diaper. How do you feed the baby? How do you get a colicky? How do you take care of them? Why the baby may be crying or not, and supports the young mom. The young man who is working, you know, the young father in his 20s or 30s, you know, the grandpa is there as a father. Hey, I sure to be more successful, work harder, and be patient. Here's what's going to happen with your wife and children. You know, you're your father now. You're not a single man anymore. Husband and father, okay? Guides them and supports them to become a successful man in his later ages. Okay? That's what we you want. We got to work towards that, my friends, okay? So, and so should I apply for Social Security benefits? This question keeps coming up. Should I or should I not? Well, I'll tell you about myself first. I'm not a socialist. I'm not a communist. I'm not a collectivist. I don't believe in that governmental stuff. I'm an individual and a member of my family. I live in families working together. Families support each other. Get with your children. Go live with your children. Plan to live with the children. Let the children know when you grow older, you'll be able to help them, guide them. So that means that when the children are in their 20s, get out of high school, don't stop supporting them. In their 20s, they're still poor. Even in their 30s, they need some support sometimes. Support them in their youth. So when you get to be, now maybe you're in your 60s, your child's in the 20s or 30s. When you get to be late 70s and 80s, now you get to be older and infirm. They want to support you, take care of you. So my suggest is that you stay with your family. Let that family bond be stronger. Do not leave your children. If you left them already, get back with your children. This child or that child. Hopefully we can all be together, but if not, choose your best children, but the most of them are there in that area. Live with them, support them. That's number one, what I tell people to do. Now, the question, whether should I apply for Social Security? Again, I would not apply for it ever. For me, as a matter of principle and integrity, I do not believe it, and I think it's wrong for society as a whole to be socialist and communist. That's a road to destruction and slavery. So I don't want to support that. I do not want to participate in any way in a socialist, communist systems. I don't want to pay money into it, and I don't want anything back from it either. Okay? So I would suggest that you consider taking the high road. And because you can. You can. And I'll show you a way out. Now, some of these payments, I've become dependent upon it. I didn't invest very well. I didn't have very good jobs. And you write payment, I was ripped off of my income taxes and payroll taxes. So I could not invest and save enough by myself. I need that Social Security to survive. Okay? For meager survival. And I understand that too. Okay? Because they deceived you to be in that poor position. I have a solution for every one of you. Okay? We want to put a stop to this, don't we? You do. You do not want your children and your grandchildren to be in the same situation that you ended up, do you? You love them. So let's do something about it. Let's help your children and grandchildren in America and you at the same time. So when you go to our website, you know we teach people that no law requires 98% of Americans to file and pay income and payroll taxes, all based on U.S. government's official legal websites. Yep. See, and you know that you can restore freedom and regain your power and freedom and never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely with guarantee if you choose, right? That's what freedom also offers, folks, to restore freedom in America for you, your children, and your grandchildren, right? And guess what? We need you. America needs you, the old people on Social Security or planning on Social Security. We need you to restore freedom because you don't have a full-time job anymore. Like young people are working their butts off at some job, bigger job, or very busy, high-paying job. Doesn't matter. They don't have the time to do anything. You got the time. And you're the old people. You're the one that teaches the youngsters. So what you want to do is go down and the seven steps. You want to take the seven steps to free yourself of IRS deception, which leads to fear, robbery, slavery. Free of all that. When you're no longer deceived, you're no longer in fear. You no longer will be robbed by filling out the 1040 income tax, contested trap forms, and you will no longer be a slave either. And you can live free, the 100% guarantee if you choose. So first, educate yourself. Follow the law, step one. And the filing of tax forms, step two. Realize the IRS is over 99% bluff, step three. Step four, take courage from our victories. And step five, write your lawmakers about the law. And you can do that all for free. But for those of you on Social Security, especially low-income ones, you don't pay any income tax anyway because Social Security, as you know, is not taxable. That's all you make. Even a little bit above that, it's not taxable. Okay, completely tax-free. But I suggest you take the high road and help us bring America to freedom by joining 6 Restore Freedom Plan and step 7, spread the word. That's what I recommend you all consider doing, folks, because that is the key for you and for America to be free. Yep. See, step 6. Okay? And we're going to go step 6 now and a different way, folks. It'll be a little bit better to show you here this way. Here we go. Step 6. Here we go. This is you. This image you see. America's founding fathers, the elder statesmen, your generation. These are not young men in their 20s or 30s. They're in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s. The older, wiser of generation, okay? Look at Ben Franklin and George Washington. They're not youngsters, right? The leaders of them. So we want you to become a modern-day founding father of America. Yes. Okay? So you can be protected from the IRS, join our Restore Freedom Plan, and then, because this is what we do, we can give everybody 100% guarantee when people legally stop filing and pay income taxes with us, as long as they're a member of a Restore Freedom Plan, we will prevent the IRS from levying their money or freedom. Law school will reimburse you. And you will not go to prison, all guaranteed based upon U.S. government's official legal websites. Yep. So But what you want to do after this is step seven. This is where you come in. People of Social Security age and no longer have a job, but living on a little bit of Social Security. What do I do? What can I do? This is for you. You become a modern day Paul Revere's of America. Ride the Freedom Lost horse, okay? And you, after you join the Restore Freedom Plan and spread the truth to American people. Arm them with the law. So you can restore America and American families. Yes. You see, if a 20-year-old person tells someone about income tax fraud, people will look at them and say, yeah, you're just a youngster. What do you know? What kind of nonsense are you saying? By a 60-year-old, a 70-year-old, something like that, people say, well, okay, I don't know about that, but you're older and you're wiser, older than me probably, I may check you out, because we all instinctively know older people are more knowledgeable and wiser. So it's your job, folks, you that live on Social Security, your new job. So go out there, talk to everybody about this, about Freedom Law School and our Restore Freedom Plan to get our country and freedoms back. You go out there, you call us, and we will mail you as many of these brochures about Restore Freedom that say, clearly show you the seven steps that no law requires 98% of Americans to file, pay income and payroll taxes, okay? So this little thing is a little starter. Okay, get people started on this thing. Okay? Pass it out to people, anybody you know, in person. Yep. Of course, you should also email your friends. Text them. Share them on your social media. FreedomLawSchool.org, our website, our videos. So now check us out. This guy says it's all based on U.S. government's official legal websites. U.S. government's official legal websites. U.S. government's official legal websites that no law requires you, the people of the 50 states, to pay payroll or income taxes. Check it out. If it's wrong, please tell me. I can't find anything wrong with this thing. Social media, remember? Email, texting, and pass out the brochures and follow up. Folks, you can't give up on people. Follow up with them 2 days later, 5 days later, you know? Hey, how'd it go? You watch a 9-minute video I send you, or step one 9-minute video, the first one? What do you think? I'd like to hear your input. I appreciate your opinion. Check this out. Tell me. Okay? So this is the vision I have, folks. Okay? Remember, the only thing necessary for triumph of evil is for good people, men, to do nothing. If you live on Social Security alone and do nothing, evil will win. But if you do your part, it can change big time. In fact, I recommend, especially during tax season, by April 15th or September through October 15th, go in front of your local supermarkets, Whole Foods, Publix, Safeway, right? And pass out our brochures to people. Yes. Say, hey, Restore Freedom. You don't have to pay income tax lawfully and safely. Zero income tax is lawfully and safely. Restore Freedom. Drain the swamp. You know, any of these kind of slogans in front of supermarkets. You have a First Amendment right to go out in a public place to share information. Yeah, you can do that. We'll protect you. We'll support you in case supermarket gives you a hard time. Okay? And some people will look at you like, and keep walking by. People will avoid looking at you and walk by. You get those. People look away the other way and walk by. Okay, so what? But then some people are going to say, come toward you and say, What is that, you got? You had a conversation. Restore freedom. Drain the swamp. 98% of Americans do not have to file income tax. Do you file income taxes? Right? And they said, well, isn't everybody? I said, well, 98% of Americans do not have to pay it. And it's all based on the U.S. government's official legal websites. I used to believe, just like you, you had to file income tax, support the FBI, DOJ, CIA, these crooks in the U.S. government. But I found that, well, I don't. We don't have to support our enemies. Okay? So you just go to talk to people, give them a brochure. They see our website, freedomlawschool.org, okay, in the back. And also, phone number, this bar code thing, they can go check out our website. And remember, on these brochures, you want to put your name and phone number on there. Yes, so that we'll call you. When someone signs up, says, oh, I got this brochure, I'll sign up with you, but with this guy's name on there, we'll call you, say, David, you pass this out to somebody, and you may join. The membership is, let's say, $10,000 for the first year. You will get 50% of that, $5,000. That's more than you make 1 month in a Social Security scam payments. That's right. We give you 50% of the first year membership of someone joining. Not the renewals, only the first year. Why? Because I wanted to thank you for going out there, loving people, be willing to take no, rejection, people looking away, rolling their eyes at you, calling you conspiracy theorist or whack or crazy, extremist, whatever. You take all that negative rejection, let it slide off like water off the duck's back and just go on with your love and share the truth with a smile and say, next person, okay? And go hand them out, text people, follow up. And then, why not? Why not me supporting you? Freedom also supports you in your loving act of educating and empowering people to live free. To work together to have America be a free country. It's only fair. So you can become literally a liberator of men and women. You free people from being slaves. No longer do they have to say, oh gosh, I have to file a 1040 form with the IRS. I hate to do that. I don't understand it. It's confusing. But I got to trust this other tax person to do it right for me. So hopefully I will not get in trouble. IRS will not come after me. Ooh, I'm so scared. Hope this guy does it right because I'm trusting this guy, this accountant, do the forms correctly. Hopefully he knows the tax laws. Very good, because it's so complex. Hopefully my deductions, expenses, credits will not be audited by the IRS. Oh, master, please accept my expense deductions. Do not audit me, IRS master. Please pick on somebody else, but not me. That's slavery, folks. You are a slave when you sign that 1040 form under oath, telling your master everything is true, correct, and complete, and I owe you this money that I put here. Please don't check on me. I'm a good little slave. You freeing slaves. You are a liberator. You are so good about yourself, and we want to reward you. And see, by getting 50% of first year membership, folks, now you can get off the Social Security scam dependency. For every, the minimum membership is 2,000, you get 1,000 for that. The personal membership is 10,000 or a million, you get half of that. 5,000 or 500,000. Okay, you get 50% no matter what. And if you don't have the 2,000, we'll let you start with only 25%, just $500 down payment. That's it. And by referring other people, well, your referral rewards can pay off your membership and pay your cash. So you don't have to depend on that measly $1,200 or $3,500 a month. Social Security economies, down payments. You can say, you know what? I don't need that anymore. I don't want it. If they keep giving it to you, use that money for good. You fund freedom lawsuits, freedom media, freedom politicians get elected, folks. The reason is Congress Democrats are rhinos winning because they get money for getting elected from corrupt banks to corporations. But if you have money left over to support good politicians, we can get them in there. More Ron Pauls, more Donald Trumps out there, okay? More John F. Kennedy's, Juniors, who are honest people. They might be all different, but they're all honest. They're not crooked Clinton, Obamas, Bushes, Romneys, McCains, right? Dumb Republican, Republicrats. You can give to your favorite church that you belong to, or charity, or a good cause. You can do that now. You can be large and giving. So let me suggest you can have a different vision for the rest of your life. You can divorce yourself of that social security scam. If you just go out there and say, I'm going to divorce that corrupt system. I'm going to get to love and truth. I'm going to educate people, your family first, my family first. Then people you know, friends, you still work with coworkers, get out there. And you don't have to worry about Social Security. So if you really want and need to get Social Security, do that. It will not affect your income tax, filing and paying income tax right now at all. In any way, it's irrelevant. It does not affect you at all. So you can take that money if you want to. Although I don't, I recommend with this system, you can get off that system of dependency. With that, folks, I'm going to give you my love. And again, I encourage you, go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, and educate yourself to freedom and work with us to restore America to freedom. So with that, I give you my love. I hope to meet you all very soon at one of my events coming up across America. Check our events on our website. We're going to be across America doing seminars. And together, hopefully, folks, we can work together and have America be a free country once again. Thank you. Okay, can we bring Ed on? Is he ready to go with us? Let's bring my co-host, Ed Zoll, who's in Panama right now. Yes, in the near the jungles of Panama with those jungle hats, you know. And let's get a few words from Ed before he has to leave. He got stuff going on. Ed, so what do you think about this Social Security topic that we covered tonight? Let's see, Ed's got, we got a little bad reception at his end. Go ahead and keep talking. Hopefully we can get good reception from you very soon. Let's try again. If it doesn't work, I'll just take some questions. And hopefully when Ed gets a better connection, we'll bring him back on with us. All right. He's unable to connect. Yep. All right. We got to work on that connection. So tell you what, folks, I'm going to take a question right now. The call number is on the screen, as you see. Okay, it's 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, you'll press 1, and that will let me know you have a question. I'm going to take your questions one person at a time. Again, the number is 657-383-1755. We do have a call from area code 262. Please give me a first name. I heard about us. And then your question, my friend.
My name is Danny. I'm from Wisconsin.
America 262, you're live.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me? Call from America 262 one more time. If you're there, go ahead and announce yourself. Give me your first name only. There you go. What's your name?
My name's Danny. I'm from Wisconsin. We sent my in-laws to Florida to your convention, and not sure where we heard you. My question is, if we paid partial taxes for our estimated taxes for this year, do we need to file still, or what should we do?
Nope. What you said as estimated taxes was a donation. You can just forget about it and move on. I don't see myself.
All right.
Yep, so you're good. You stop right there. You did a good job.
Thanks. Can I ask another question?
Sure. Right now, you're the only caller that can have as many questions as you want. We don't have that many
All
people
right,
questions
I've got a list.
This time. Go ahead.
All right. My next question is on capital gains.
Mm-hmm.
Are those the same as income tax?
Capital gains is just one type of income tax. And you don't owe no income tax of any kind as long as you're federal income tax, as long as you are not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. Whether you are, your incomes come from labor, wages, salaries, commissions, business, short-term capital gains, long-term capital gains, stocks, bonds, real estate, you know, commodities, doesn't matter. It's the land that it applies. You see, the federal income tax applies to the land where the federal government is sovereign. The federal government has its own country called the District of Columbia and its territories as forts and arsenals. When you walk in a military installation in California or Texas, you're no longer in California or Texas. You walk in the federal territory or land, federal law applies. Same thing when you go to D.C. See, so it's not the type of money that you make, is where you make it. If you make money from France, you better pay French taxes. You make money in Egypt or Japan, pay Egyptian and Japanese taxes. Now, if you have money from Washington, D.C., pay Washington, D.C. taxes. Mm-hmm. But the people of the 50 states are part of the federal government's land in D.C. So you don't owe income tax no matter what kind of source it comes from. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. So if we have a self-directed IRA, anything mm-hmm. we pull from that is not going to apply to our taxes either.
Correct. That money that you put in your individual retirement account, the thing I'm putting off or deferring the taxes, well, he never owed any tax at all in the first place to begin with,
mm-hmm.
to defer it. So you can just take the money out anytime you want. It's yours with zero taxes or value for that price.
Awesome.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I can keep going unless somebody else is in line.
Right now, you're it. You got the floor. We put that number on screen in momentarily, 657-383-1755. And people can press 1, and I'll take your questions after Danny. Again, the number is 657-383-1755. And press 1 with a question, and we'll get Ed Zoll whenever we can connect with him from Panama. We'll bring him on also. So with that, Danny, please continue.
All right. My father-in-law has heard that if we stop filing our taxes, then the IRA can contact our tenants for his real estate and tell them to transfer their payments, kind of like confiscating the property.
Well, that's much of hogwash that the corrupt major media has brainwashed into our heads. Okay? It's simply not so. Okay? The reason the IRS does that to people is because it's in step 2, people put the rope around their neck. When you file a 1040 income tax confession form under oath, you swear that you owe the IRS money. Okay? And that's how the IRS can now empty your bank account, steal your property, because you filed that confession form against yourself. And you see on my screen, you file a 1040 form. It's all under oath, under penalty of perjury. You say it's all true, correct, and complete. You don't have any idea what the heck you're signing. You don't know the laws. Okay? So that's why that happens to people. Otherwise, if you do not file, guess what? Okay? I'm going to show step 3 on our website. Okay? You have a right to a trial. You ever have to challenge the IRS? When you file, you sell all the IRS money, they can just come take your stuff. Because you said under oath yourself, you owe the IRS money, just pay up what you said you owe the IRS. But when you don't file, now the IRS has to make a case against you and give you a chance at a trial to challenge the IRS. And it takes many, many, many years before the IRS can take your money. Even if you lose. You see, that's my bottom of step three. One thing that cover is IRS cannot simply steal your stuff. Okay? The IRS must follow certain rules and regulations and must first give you a chance for a hearing or trial of some sort before stealing your property. Yeah? They cannot simply steal your stuff. If you know how to challenge them, like Phil Mosca does, and we do. So these people, CPA accountants, are ignorant. They do not know how to challenge the IRS. They don't challenge the IRS. In fact, they have you sucker up and all say you owe the IRS money. No wonder they can't help you. The IRS just come take your money, tell your renters, yeah, take the money away from you. But we don't file? No. And your father-in-law, if he joins our Restore Freedom Plan, we'll cut him 100%. Completely. This is how much he pays the IRS. Have him keep 70%. Okay? 30% is all it contributes to the Restore Freedom Plan. Okay? And he's covered 100%. Completely. We do it all for him. Attorneys, CPAs, we pay him, experts. I'll be there myself. Mm-hmm. And we'll win. And even if we were to lose and they take some of his money, we'll reimburse him in full. No accountant, CPO, tax attorney can offer anything like that, can they? So tell them that, Danny, okay? What else, my friend?
I guess my last question is, where do we go to sign up?
Good question. What you want to do, go to our website, okay? Now, people, you can start to sign up. You want to go to, on the top of the page, is under pricing. Okay, and there, Restore Freedom Plan membership, the application is right there, okay? So you can apply for your 2023, or you can go back a year or two or three to 2020 forward, okay? But you got to go back, you know, every year back if you want to go back, all two or three years back. You got to be current, okay? Fill it out, like I said, you're married here or single, you put it in there. Is your spouse joining with you? Usually yes, but could be no sometimes, okay? You put out whatever, like employment income. In this case, I put $50,000. Employment income, for example, net business profits, let's say $100,000. You already paid $4,000 in this example for our taxes. You already paid. You put it in there. You have any children under age of 16? You only got one. Okay, fine. Put it in there. Any other form of income? No. If there's no, that's it. So based upon that, we estimate you would have otherwise paid to the DC Swamp $8,500. But your savings from your income tax now are $6,000, and your membership contribution is only $2,500. So there it is. And then after that, you go click on continue at the bottom here. And then it goes, you know, you just look at everything. Okay. Now we have a renewal membership, you know. And you can, you know, pay by cash, cryptocurrency, precious metals, okay? If you new sign up, If you renew, you renew. And how does it make a payment plan? You can pay, if you want to pay one time, you don't need one. If you say yes, you can do a payment plan. And then membership rate. And then, you know, then you go back, okay? And continue. Now they fill out the form. How does it go after this? We continue. Know what I do there? Okay. Anyhow, go there, and I would fill out the application myself. Have other people do it for me. So if you have any trouble with that, just call us. We'll guide you through. Okay. Fill out the paperwork. It's sent to us by email. Then you send your funds to us with cash in the mail, or cryptocurrency, Bitcoin or Ethereum. Or gold or silver, you call us about those if you want to do non-cash. And when we get the cash or payment from you, we'll call you, let you know we received it safely. And number two, we will send you a receipt in the mail and a copy of the signed membership application and process of paperwork and everything else from there forward. Any other questions, Danny?
That answered it thoroughly. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Danny. Thank you for asking. Let's go to area code 505. Call you live, my friend. Please give me a first name. Are you heard
Hello,
about
this
us?
Is Karen.
Yes, Karen.
And I've known you for a while.
How long?
I'd say maybe 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you hear about me 20 years ago?
Well, I learned, you know, the whole EDDYCON and all that. Then doing research and stuff, I learned about you. Of course, what's the guy, the IRS guy?
Joe Bannister?
Yeah, you know, the whole Joe Bannister, So it was during that time that I found you.
So, okay, very good. How may I help you?
Here's my question. In New Mexico, they have a gross receipts tax, which is like a sales tax on services.
Yes.
Is that legal?
Yes. Unfortunately, it is. I think it's a horrible tax because it means that whatever all your gross receipts are, whether you make money or lose money, you got to pay income tax on it, like income tax on gross receipts. It's terrible, but yes.
Yes.
New Mexico is one of those few states that has a gross receipts tax.
Yes. Okay. That was my question.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. I wish I had a better answer for you, but you know, Karen, you don't have to stay in New Mexico. You can go next door to Nevada or Texas.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Not staying.
Yeah. Or come to the Freedom State of Florida, the best state in the union, you know? You don't have to stay in Florida.
Yeah.
Leave these communist states. America's 50 countries, 50 states. Leave the communist ones, come to freedom ones. Okay?
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank
Let's
you.
Let's not go. You are welcome, Karen. My pleasure. We have a call from area code 517. Okay. Give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
All right. My first name is Pat. I heard about you guys many years ago and have kind of followed along in what you've done. But my question is, how do you secure a loan at a bank without any tax records?
With bank deposits, method is the most common way. And most mortgage home loan agents do not know that, do not do that. Banks don't do that. But private mortgage, home mortgage loan agents, the experienced ones know how to do that. In fact, on our website, if you go to our website, on our social media, we have on the Odyssey, we have a video on that. Go to content. Okay, it is ready. Okay, good. Ed's going to join us momentarily. Good. And we're going to go in look under, how come this is them? Make it a little bit small so you can see that. Here we go. Here we go. Content, you go search under home. Okay, how to buy a home without a tax return comes up. Where is that?
Which is what was trying
here we go.
To
you
do.
You can get a home with no state income tax, no income tax returns. Like a short video, a long video on the topic. Okay, on Odyssey Channel, it's called You Can Get a Home Loan with No Income Tax Returns. Short video and long video, they're both available. Okay,
and that's on your site, yes. All right.
On our social media, yep.
I will take a look at it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we got Ed Zoll. Looks like we finally able to connect with my co-host from the jungles of Panama. Ed, how are you? How hot is it down in Panama? And the glasses, what do they protect you from? No, I would love to go. I was thinking about going there this Christmas. We went to another place, but that's on my map, Panama. One place I love to go. I hear it's a very beautiful place. Yeah. Right. That's really grass-fed, range-free chicken. Not in the cages. Range-free eating bugs. You know, good protein. Yeah, but that chicken was pretty tasty too. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, how soon are you going to be back, you think? Sunday, very good. So what do you think about this Social Security benefits, people calling about that issue? People are concerned about, you know, not having Social Security. They paid into all these decades into it. They want to get a piece of that. What's your take on that topic? Very good. Very good. Thank you for coming to us all the way from Panama. I take lots of pictures and videos. I definitely don't see my Panama now. Now that you're there, I think I'm going to have to put it back on my list for sure. Maybe this year, 2024, will be the year I go down and take a Panama. Okay. Sounds good. Very good. Well, thanks, Ed, for being with us. And we have no more questions tonight. For, you know, we put the number on the screen. I guess it's a topic that people have a lot of questions about. 657-383-1755. One more time, folks. If you have a question, I'm here for you. Ask it now. All you have to do is after you call the number on your telephone keypad, press 1. I will take your questions. 657-383-1755. Press 1. And you're going to get your questions answered now. Otherwise, folks, I love you all. And I wish for you all freedom, folks. I want your freedom and prosperity for you. To be able to live your life the way you want to live. You own your life. Not the government, not the politicians, not the bureaucrat or the judges. It is your life. You get to choose. But then again, you have to choose to empower yourself, to educate yourself. They say that people suffer for lack of knowledge. Ignorance kills. Yes, it does. And the solution is you must seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So seek the truth. Go to freedomlawschool.org. Take our 7 steps there. As you drive around, listen to our videos, okay, on your way to and work or shopping or working on whatever errands you're doing. At lunch, dinner time, put your smartphone or computer up read it, and you may be very empowered and free and have the life that you want to always have and deserve to have. Thank you. I'll be back with you next week. How many calls do we have?
Callers or
both? Both. I'm a viewer.
Not many callers.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. A viewer, I would say.
200.
Last week, we had how many?
The chat was very active.
On Rumble.
On Rumble.
Tell me more.
Aaron got them to stir up conversation with each other.
Okay.